Yesterday we got introduced to the topic of Shulchan Aruch Almanan, that the Nesiyos used to answer all the kashas on Rashi. The Gemara at the end of the Gemara says, Omer Chibar Abmar B'yechon Agvi Yosef Chavera Kana Chavera. The time of Mishnah Seinu. Omer Tzinoli B'lama Zechera. The story is like this. The Chib Rav Rabbi Yochanan Paskin Tamir Yosiel Chaveroi like Kana Chaver. Factor is the cash over here. I forgot this day of Yochanan Perker Crazy Perker coming to get into the Chayv Lakani. So put one more very slowly. This is the cash and says he holds, he agrees to the concept of Chav Lacher. It means what this means to say is like this. If you wouldn't have Rabbi Yochanan and other places in Gittin and in Tzuvus, I would have said that the reason why he holds on the Rabbi Yosef HaKhamer or Kana Chaber, he doesn't hold the whole concept of Chabachem, Bacham. He says such a thing, but no, Bezal. So that's what Tosis thought. So Tosis says that the Pashup Shad of Rabbi Yochanan would have been that Agam did on top of the page, Rav Nachman and Rav Chista, they both said that there's a problem called Chabachem. But he doesn't hold it. What's the end of the world? He has to hold it a problem of Chabachem. In fact, Tosis says, no, you hold it Chabachem. Tosis will hold it Chabachem. Well, he can't. It means you hold it a problem of Chabachem. As a fair toys the kasha of Steven Rabbi Yochan. Emphatosis. Ainu dafkid lehechad l'shech migu dezach le'inafshi heina le'vechayev kul metoifis av mesiya diko migu kone. Says Tosis, the debtor we say that Chavachem is only when you know migu dezach le'inafshi. By mesiya, the guy's migu dezach le'inafshi zach 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 le'inafshi takes care of the din of Chavachem. By a classic case of a Toyos of Achoyev, you're not the Malta, so it's not because it's okay enough, because the guy doesn't owe you money. So I want to start off the proceedings today. I'm going to say very, very big raid. And a lot of the raid I'm going to say, I'm going to show you at the end is before Shukul Sharon, but we'll start off slowly. Actually, Hakasha, I don't understand. Tosis doesn't bother to bring down Kedamin on the L. Very strange Tosis. Tosis says, I have a kasha, steer of Yochan, I have a teretz, migo. As if Tosis said his own teretz. What do you mean? The Gemara said before that it works because migo is Zachin, Nafis, Avachavi, the Gemara Machlek is Tanoim. Whether it's one, whether it's two. But what's going on over here? It's a Pala Otsum de Noyo. How could Tosis over here say that have a teretz amigo? Tosis said, "Kid the minhal el." The Gemara said, "Amigo, it's his teretz. Tosis made up a teretz. This is his teretz. Tosis gemacht a teretz. Tosis made up a teretz." So what's going on with the Gemara? The Pala Otsa Mamish. So Tadiyuk, you could say, but the Meister Tosis Kilo says it's his own teretz. As a kasher, he has a teretz. First of all, I don't know what the kasher is. The Gemara said the teretz. The Gemara said, "Because Achin Nafshi, Achin Amechavri." That's a halbetzor. The trouble starts in the Ran. The Ran, representing the Rabban, the Rishi, the Sidri, he brings a steer of Yerchon, and Hakar Yerchon, and he said, "Because Yerchon, Achin Amechavri, Achin Amechavri, Achin Amechavri." So the Ran, all you said, that only by Choyev is it called Chavlachem, by Betzi it's not called Chavlachem. I promised you way back when, a long time ago, that we're going to get to Rishayim, we said like that. Betzi is not called Chavlachem. Why is Metziah not called Chav Lachem? Because you're not taking anything from anybody. It's very interesting Lashon of Rikki Vega when he brings down this Ran and Rabban. Rikki Vega says very interesting Lamdash Lashon. He says when you take a Metziah, you're not being Chav to somebody. It's Minias Revach. All you're doing is you're being Maneh, a prophet. The brother is the other guy who could make money, and you're not letting him make money, but you're not taking something from him. Afuki Achoy, but the word is that the guy's owed money. So you go ahead and take it away. You're taking away something from that he has a shibud on, or he has a right to take. As they zog, Rikki Vega pshat in the Ran's teretz. Zog the Ran, that the teretz is that, zog the Ran that the teretz is that, Metziah is not a what he called, Metziah is a Chavachem. Because the Maaseh, nobody was there for the money yet. Rikki Vega gets on, because it's a Minyas Rebach, it's not more than a Minyas Rebach. Atkan, Divrei, Divrei Duran. I got it either. Zok Duran. Comes out that there's machlekes between me and Tosfos, what the Teres of Yochanan is. According to Tosfos, the Teres of Yochanan is yours because Zokhe Nafi, Zokhe Nafi, Zokhe. And according to me, that the problem is because you're not a chayiv. I have a huge nafkamina, says the Ram, between my Teres and the Teres of Tosfos. He calls Tosfos Teres of Yochanan. What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina will be what will be in the case of Tosfos of Achayiv, where the one who's a Tosfos is also a Achayiv. What happens in Tosfos of Achayiv, where the Tosfos is up, is also a Noshi, he's also a Malva. So migu you have. So if the eight says migu, then what? Migu takes care of it. Migu is looking after them. It means point of choice is that the solution why over here there's no problem with chav lachem is because migu is looking after the chavrei. So then I could take care of the problem. But migu also could fix the problem with chav lachem by bal chayv also. In the case with the teifus himself was a malva. The teifus could have ran for himself because the loyva owed him money also. Migu is looking after the chavrei. But says the chiddush Aran that according to the yisoid of the what. But according to the Teretz that I'm saying, Hashem the Rabban, that the reason why is because Metzia is not called a Choyim, and Choyim is called a Chav Lachem, because Metzia is only Minyas Rebach, nobody got a Kenyan on it yet. Hashem came by Choyim, somebody has a Shibud on it already, so when me grab causing a Choyim, it won't work even if you yourself are Malva. Azay Zok, the Chedush Aran, and Afkamina Lalacha, which is the Dudinim. That means, stay in the Chedush Aran, I want to build. Not only doesn't he say Tosfos is Teretz, he argues on Tosfos and Teretz. I repeat, not only doesn't he say Tosfos and Teretz, he argues on Tosfos and Teretz. He not only says Tosfos, he doesn't say Tosfos and Teretz because of Zachary Nashe, he argues on Tosfos and Teretz and says because of Zachary won't help. And because the only reason why Bavar Gvira Chaver or Kana Chaver works is because Metzia is not called Chav Lachem. By Milva where it's called a Chav Lachem, over there, because of Zachary won't help. And therefore, Azay Fak to Chedush Aran. So I have two kashas on the Chedush Aran, I have a few kashas on the Chedush Aran. Number one is, I'm going to ask the same kasha in a number of different eifanim. Aleph, why does he bring a different teretz than Tosfos? Although the Gemara said that migud d'zochei nafshi takes care of the problem of chavachem. Where do I have that, by the way? I have that in the Gemara by Peah. The Gemara over there said, you need to come on to migud d'zochei, you're right, Shabbat, one migud, two miguim, etc., etc., etc. But at the end of the day, there's no problem of, at the end of the day, there's a thing called amigo. Now, l'chayra, I said about l'chayra, what's the amigo coming to take care of? Why do you need amigo by a pair? Why do you need amigo by a pair to take care of the problem of chav lachem? So it says the amigo is zochei nafshi, zochei nafshi, now he takes care of chav lachem. Now, it's a double kasha. Kasha number one is, why does he have to go look for new terutzim? So the Gemara said, the eight said, amigo is zochei nafshi, zochei nafshi, zochei nafshi. But more than that, he's much surer than that. He not only doesn't say the Teretz of Tosfos, he says, I don't hold the Teretz of Tosfos. And that makes things 1,000 times worse. He says, I don't hold the Teretz of Tosfos. He says, for example, in the case of Tosfos of Achoyv, Bachmash Echad Lacherim, where you're grabbing for the Choyv, over there, I don't hold the Migud Azachi. And even in a case where you're Malta, even in a case where you're the Noshi, even in a case where you have a Migud Azachi, it won't work. It can't get worse than that. So one Kashi is, so the first Kashi is, what it means, before Shah Gemara. The Gemara says, before Shah works. That's a Palo Alts of Mamash of Noshi. The Gemara first says that Migu works. What's Migu coming to take care of? Notes, the Gemara brought on the bottom of Tesla Bays, a case by Peah, that Migu takes care of problems, right? Which problems are coming to take care of? Pashas is coming to take care of Chav Lachem. Since the first Gemara, that Migu takes care of Chav Lachem, which is a double question. A, why did he say Tosfos Teretz? And B, why did he argue on Tosfos Teretz? What do you do with the Gemara? So first Gemara, we're in on another Kenech. Even more than that, a Zach which just came out looks like a printing mistake. The Chiddush Aran continues and says, I have a raya that my teretz is correct. What's my teretz? My teretz is that Metzia is not what? I have a raya that my teretz is correct. Because Metzia is not called Chav Lacherim. Because he says, we pass it like the Rishu Ben Levi over there, in the Sugi over there. He brings down the Sugi over there, the Rishu Ben Levi, that we see over there, that you're allowed to go pick up by Peah. I understand what he's talking about. You bring me a raya that's not called, what is it called? Haloi. The Gemara over there says you need a migu. He says, I'll prove to you that I'm right. There's no problem with Chav Lachem when something's a mitzia, when nobody has a bottle on it. He brings a raya from the Gemara that says over there that by pay you're allowed to go be zeichem with somebody else. How can you go be zeichem with somebody else? Aye, it's Chav Lachem. The answer is no, because it's not called. Because of what he called. It's Achzapel Otzum. I understand you. The Rishuv Levi himself says that you need to come on to a migu. Minei doesn't make sense. He brings in the next line. He says, I'll prove to you that I'm right. So, no, it doesn't mean he has a right to halacha. It's being a right with his hezber. About that's what he means to say. Say it's the same kasha. Say that it'll be the same kasha again. Okay. Say it, hold on one second. Say it, but the Gemara says you need to be go over there. That's the middle. That's the guy's right.
sheep.
I don't know what that means over there. So make up your mind. There's a sheep up there, there isn't a sheep up there. What are you eager for? So bring your wife over there. That's what are you eager for over there? I don't think. You didn't think about it. Okay. You think I'm talking. Tired from the airport, expedition to the airport. Yeah. That's clear, that's very sure. Those, A, the more brings down Migo, right? To hold the Migo. I would ask another interesting question, by the way, which is not mochach. A very interesting question, which I can connect the other way. I'm going to ask the same question. One question I'm asking is, how can you argue about Migo? Although the Gemara says you need Migo, and Pashtus, we use why you need Migo, because of Chablachem. If you need Migo because of Chablachem, so then state the Migo helps. I would ask the Kasha a slightly different way. Tiran the Rabban said that by Metzia, it's not called Chablachem, because nobody has a source in here. When is it called Chablachem? By Choyv. And somebody else up with old money, so you're taking away his Choyv. What do I say by Peyer? Peyer is called Chavlachem according to the Shita or not. The Pashto is not. Nobody was looking at it yet. So I ask another question. Why would Peyer have to come on to a Migu if not even Chavlachem according to the rules of the Ran? What do you have to come on to Migu for? It's not Chavlachem. Nobody was looking yet. Nobody was looking at the Peyer yet. It's for the same reason by Metzia. You're telling me there's no problem with Chavlachem. I don't need to come on to Migu the Zochi because I don't hold the Migu the Zochi. Say the same thing by Peyer. But they also nobody was looking. Now that you can answer. This cash you can answer. I'm going to say a better term soon. This cash you can answer and say, no, pay is called, there was looking already. It's called Maman Aniyim already. It's called Maman Aniyim. And when you take for one Ani, that's called taking for another Ani. That's okay, Shmak, by the way, because even if it means Maman Aniyim, it means for the general Aniyim. I'm taking for an Ani Besachako. That's called Chavlachem. Nobody was looking at Mamaisa. Nobody before was looking at the general Shevet Aniyim was looking at, okay? That's called Chavlachem. So I'm asking a double edged cash on the run. A, how could the Ran say that I don't hold it a Teretz of Migud HaZochi? The Gemara says before, the Migud HaZochi takes care of HaMachayim. Otherwise, why do I need Migud HaZochi? That's A. B, Nach HaKash, I want to ask, is that if according to the Ran, there's no HaMachayim when it doesn't belong to anybody, so why do I pay it? They need to come out to Migud. So you could answer, maybe over there it's different than Metzia. Maybe over there it's called Maman Aniyim. Maybe over there it's called HaMachayim. Ula. All these kashas direct us to a make of art. It's a famous shekloy from Nochum. But the emphasis, I'll show you inside soon that it's a mefurshara. I'll show you inside soon that it's a mefurshara. We'll see some. First, let's lay out the shtickle Torah, and then we'll see when the Ran says this mefurshara inside. Kimat mefurshara. But let's lay out the shtickle Torah. Shtickle Torah goes like this. The emphasis, Rabbi Magdum is a diak in the Gemara. The Gemara says on top of the page over here, Nachman Rav Chisda Amit Avayim, I'm going to say very like Konach Haver, my timer, and he says, V'chol Makum Shechav Lachem, this is a diak. What do you mean, my timer? We're already a half an omelet that you need to come on to me. What's up with my timer? What's up with my timer? They're Paskin, or you say, my timer, because it's Makum Shechav Lachem, it doesn't work. That's a Fakasha. What do you mean, my timer? We're holding all Gemara. We just had a whole Machlekes over here. One Migu, two Migu, right? We need to come on to Migu. Is a no-brainer. Look, there's a problem with Chavlachem. That's not a deek at the end of the world. But it's Mashmah that the Gemara didn't know yet the problem with Chavlachem till now. It's Mashmah that the Gemara didn't know the problem. My time with Chavlachem was my time. What were you handling till now? What was the Gemara handling till now? What was the Gemara handling? You need one Migo, two Migo. What do you need a Migo for? What's the problem? My bad. It's very meduyuk that the Gemara till now, and I'm saying my pech and the Gemara now in the rose. It's very meduyuk in the Gemara that the Gemara wasn't handling Chavlachem till now. And I'll tell you even more. You know why the Gemara wasn't handling Chavlachem? Taka because of what the Ran said, because there's no Chavlachem by Peyer, and there's no Chavlachem by Metzia. Both for the same reason, because a nice Chavlachem is only when somebody has a schus in it, like Vachoyev. Hashem came over here, there's no schus in it, you didn't get it yet, you don't have a kinyan in it. The Sacha call, like Ricky Vega said, all it is, it's Minyas Rebach. So now begins the big question mark. So what B'chalal was the whole topic over here? Why did the come out to Amigo for? Chavlachem, we're saying it can't be. The Ran says there's no Chavlachem here. But the answer is, my Rabbi Isai, here's this gala in front of us, the site of Shulchan Deval Mammon in its full glory. The answer is Taka. So when the Gemara said that by Peya, you're coming to pick up something for somebody else, you need to come on to Amigo. I want to take a step back and understand. You have a Gemara that a guy picked up and selling to somebody else, right? The Gemara says you need to come on to Amigo. The Gemara says one Amigo the Ani could have taken for himself. A second Amigo the Asher could have gotten himself out of the Asheros. But the point is you need to come on to Amigo, right? Big mystery. Why did you come on to Amigo? The Gemara doesn't say. When we learned this Gemara for the first time, I said a strange Gemara. The Gemara doesn't figure out why you need Amigo for. The Gemara takes for granted that we're supposed to figure out by ourselves. What do you need Amigo for? So let's talk business. I'm going to say it bluntly. I'm going to say the plan right now. No. You know how I know? Because the Ran says, because Zohi doesn't take care of Chavlachim. I can't get blunted in that. The Chidush HaRan says that Migu the Zohi doesn't take care of the Chavlachim. He says, in the case of Tevez of Achoy Bakum Shechavlachim, Migu the Zohi won't help you. Yeah, but I said, no. He says, in the case of Tevez of Achoy Bakum Shechavlachim, Migu the Zohi won't help you. It won't help you. So what in the world was Migu the Zohi coming to take care of in this Gemara? Chavlachim, he doesn't hold his Chavlachim. And B, it won't help for Chavlachim. And B, like I was medayak at the Gemara, the Gemara's mashma, the Chav L'Cherem only arrived on the scene later on. The answer is, Taka, you know why it arrived on the scene later on? Because it's Takanat Chav L'Cherem. Because Metzia is not Chav L'Cherem, Tzlok is not Chav L'Cherem. So now begins the big riddle, so why do you need a Migu for? For Chav L'Cherem, the Ran says it doesn't work for Chav L'Cherem. So what did we need it for? Said Rabbi Seinu that the reason why he needed it is because it didn't have Shulchan Aruch Mom, and the Birat Ram is like this. And I'm going to say now one of the great Lamdisha splits of this man. When a guy goes ahead and picks up payah for his chaver, whether he's using his chi or using shlichus or both, we're not getting into that split right now. There's no problem with chav lachem. You know why there's no problem with chav lachem? Because nobody was zeichen yet as many as chav lachem. By the way, that's what the Ran meant to say, that I have a right to my pshat. He meant to say, there's no problem with chav lachem. So why didn't we bring amigo? The moment amigo is to deal with the problem of shlichus of the Balmon. Stop right there. That means that according to the Ran and the Rabban, there never was a Gemara anywhere in Shas. I repeat, anywhere in Shas, they used the Migu to Zoch to take care of the Mamach Ablachem. So why did the Gemara bring a Migu? Why was there Machlekes Tanoim? One Migu to it, Machlekes Tanoim. The answer is that the Machlekes Tanoim Bechal is not talking about Bechal, the topic of Ablachem. There's no Gemara in Shas that says Ablachem is taking care of Migu to Zoch. What the Gemara used Migu to Zoch for was a different problem for Shuz of the Baal Mom, and I want to explain what Migu to Zoch does. Weist ois. I'm saying the word weist ois because this thing of Shulchan Aruch Mom, which we're going to expand on tomorrow, Beretz Hashem, much more. Weist ois, this thing of Shulchan Aruch Mom, which is a contraption that the Rishonim created, by the way. We're going to see soon where they bought raya's that there's such a thing. Well, it's a little bit of a detective story because there's no Gemara that says such a thing. The Rishonim brought out that there's a Zazach. The Ran brings raya's that there's such a thing. We'll see one of the raya's inside. Weist ois, the Yisrael of Shulchan Aruch Mom means that when you're appointing somebody to go poil at somebody else's chayfetz, that's the Yisrael of Shlichus. The Yisrael of Shlichus is that I give over kreches to Yenagai to go poil on Yenagai Zach. I can't give over kreches to a stranger to go poil on somebody else's chayfetz. You can't get kreches to go be poil in somebody else's chayfetz without their permission. And vice versa, I mean, Iran, it applies even by Pei, it applies even by Mitzia, it applies all these places. You cannot go, and we're going to see the Ran says over there, that you base even by Hefker. You cannot operate on a chayfetz that's not yours and get kreches. You can't get kreches to operate. The Yisrael of Shlichus is that I give the guy kreches to operate. Who are you, Bechal? I always say over, you're an outsider. Who are you? You're not a player over here. The answer is that the Yisrael is that I can give him kreches. You can't give him kreches to operate on an object without the haskama or without him agreeing to you being a shneichana, to being really that you're piling it. Okay? So, on that, Shtetin the Gemara, Migu the Zachel, the Nashi Zachinam, the Chavi helps. Why not? Why? I think that will agree. It's probably the most astounding Shtikr Chavamdas that I've said the whole time. Why does it work? Vos Epis. The answer is it works. You know why? Because I have my own Kirchis. I don't need to get Kirchis from you. I want to take a step back over here. This is nothing less than astounding. We're talking about a new agenda that we never spoke about before. We're not talking about Chakiras and Shlichas, we're not talking about Gedarm or Kemoisai. We're talking about a new topic. Can I give a guy kirchus to operate on somebody else's object? The answer is no. The Baal HaChefetz agreed, or there is no Baal HaChefetz. Somebody agreed that you can operate on the Chefetz. But if I have Egen or Kirchus, Miku the Zochel and Ashi, it doesn't mean that if I could. Miku the Zochel and Ashi is a litmus test, is a simin that I have kirchus to operate on this Ach. Is when I have my egg in a kreches to operate, I could operate in this zach if I want. If I could do it myself, if I want to take it for myself, that I could do, correct? Is that I could do even without the haskama of the Baal HaMamon? Yeah, nice and there. Migu the Zochi Lenavshe Zochi Nami Lachavre takes care of the problem of Shushan Balmonin. And it was a no-brainer to the Ran, to the Ramban, that that's why the Gemara brought down. It was a no-brainer that for that the Gemara brought Migu the Zochri and Afshe. The Gemara did not bring Migu the Zochri and Afshe by Peah to take care of the Pramal Chalachem, because by Peah there is no Pramal Chalachem. You heard what I said? Because by Peah there is no Pramal Chalachem. Because by Peah there is no Pramal Chalachem. Just Niflum Oid. Oh, Norvos. There's a new problem, so I need Migu for. I need a Kasha on the Gemara, not on a Rashi. So why in the world do you need a Gemara? Do you need a Migu? About the mice, by the way. Do you know that, except for the Chedusha Ramadan, I'm going to show you in a few minutes, nobody has the Kasha, we need a Migu. The Teretz says, there's a no-brainer to the Rishayin that the Migu is coming to resolve the problem, Shul Tavad Mom, you can't operate on somebody else's Kechus without the permission or without being a Shleif of that guy also to operate. It's only if I say right that I can't get Kechus to operate, but if I have Egan and Kechus to operate, I have Egan and Kechus, I can operate, I don't need your permission. Hell yeah, I can do it myself, right? I can take it for myself. I can take the Mitzvah for myself. I can take the Chayyah for myself. I can take the Payah for myself. That allows me, that means I don't have a problem getting Kechus to operate under Kechus. It's a new problem, by the way. This is a new problem that never turned up before. The ability to be Poyol HaChaleis in somebody else's Zach. Fine. So now, watch. Today I'm Be'ikr setting up with a plan. Watch this. So what's the plan? What's the plan? The plan is that the Gemara says by Peya, you need to come on to Migu, and Migu helps. Why do you need to come on to Migu? Let's make the Cheshbon now. First the Cheshbon. It's not the din of Chav Lachem. No, Peya is not Chav Lachem. Peya is not Chav Lachem. That's what the Rambam put right later on. Peya is not Chav Lachem. When nobody has Bibles over it, that's not Chav Lachem. Moment I name is not called Chav Lachem. Why do you need a Migu? Because you're parting in something that you're not the Baal Mamon. Who's not the Baal Mamon? The Shleach is not the Baal Mamon. The Shleach is not parting with the Rishos of the Baal Mamon. And that Migu, the Zochi Nach, Zachi Nach, Mechavi, takes care of the problem of Shul of the Baal Mamon. I have my own Kirchus. I don't need to get Kirchus. Because when do I need to get Rishos to put on somebody else's Chavitz? Or when I'm lacking the Kirchus, that's when I don't have the Kirchus myself. When I have the Kirchus myself, if I wanted to, I could operate in your Chavitz. I don't need. Then there's no problem in me being able to do it. I can do it for myself, I can do it for you. That's the Yisoid. Let's go right. Hold on. Comes along, you see? Everything's good, right? Comes along, watch what I'm going to say now. Comes along, Rav Nachman or Rav Kista, Amitavayu, and they say, I agree with Zilach Havir, the Kona Havir, my timer. And we tell them, stop right here. What are they coming to say? I want to say to the Yukim, first of all, it's mashma that the problem of Chav Lachem never appeared till now, right? But I would say more than that. What do you mean, my time? This Gemara is the Gemara that's Machadish, the din of Chav Lachem? I would say it over Nifla now. I'm like, all of them, you know, I'll tell you about Chav Lachem. Like, Connor, what was my time? We didn't know. The answer is very simple. According to the Ran, it's Nifla Moid. The Gemara's not coming to Machadish, there's a concept called Chav Lachem. And Nachman and Rav Chisda were coming to Machadish. That this is called Chav Lachem, because the Gemara told me held Metzia is not called Chav Lachem. You know how I know that the Gemara held till now that Metzia is not called Chav Lachem? Because Migu the Zochi helped. That was only Cheshbon. Tali, the Gemara said that by Ani, we're going to equate Ani with Metzia. Ani and Metzia, the Vinias Rabbah. So Migu helps. What's the Migu taking care of? Migu is taking care of the problem of Sukkot the Baal Mamon. You don't have the Kirchus to pile on the other. One minute. I'll ask you about Chav Lachem. It's not Chav Lachem. No, it's Chav Lachem. They had an argument whether Minyas Rabbah is called a Chav Lachem or not. So the Gemara, what's that mean? You can take your pick. By only by Metzia, it's hard to say that. By only you can say, by Metzia, it's hard to say that you have a school synod. Yeah, it's Shachamaisis. Nobody has an absolute Bible synod. You understand that not? It's more starving to say they argue what's called Chav Lachem, which is fine. But that's why the question is my time, but my time appears now for the first time, and that's why it's very geschmack. That's what I'm going to say now. Why don't you have Nachman Chisda say, like we have said, you're missing the Shulchan of the Baal Mamon, because that Migu the Zochi took care of. Migu the Zochi took care of that. Now they're coming up with a new problem. The new problem is, what do I say? Okay, anyway. You say that because he held as a problem of Chav Lachem. That's true, but that's a dingarai itself, because if Nachman's coming in a new Zach over here, that there's a problem called Chav Lachem. Nachman over there is coming to back up his Shita, by the way, that there's a problem called Chav Lachem, yeah? But the Etzim Zach, that's what I'm timing. As I'm probably explaining to you, that Nachman came along and said, I have a Tana who holds, yeah, that you can't do it. Okay? Why? Because it's Chavachem.
Why isn't
you? We'll get to that in a second. Okay, take one thing at a time, okay? Rav Nachman holds there's a problem called Chav Lacher. One second. And the Rav Nachman came over and introduced a new problem in the sukkah over here. Let's go slowly. Okay? And there's going to be Chav Lacher by pay also. What's the problem? So Migu won't help because there's a problem with Chav Lacher. And Migu doesn't help for Chav Lacher. We never had a Migu help for Chav Lacher. I can't even. No, but that's Rav Nachman. That's not a kasha. The Gemara brings it down 2 lines later. That's not about a risk. That's not a time of the Chav. Rav Nachman is going to Shitasa where he says 2 lines later on. Rav Nachman later on. So we're going to see other Karnachavir because it's a Migu. It's Chav Lacher. I'm talking about the member of Nachman. This was a conversation that Rav Nachman had with them when they brought down this member over there by Peir. That's a dog of Pashat. One second. So now we're going to talk Vaita. I want to say more Lomdus. Why is it that Migu de Zachi? What I'm saying is the Pashat Shat in the Ran. So the Ran never had a Gemara that said Migu de Zachi and Ashi, Zachi and Ami and Chavri. One Migu, two Migu, also from Chav Lachem. It wasn't Chav Lachem. By the way, that's the Imik, what the Ran means to say. When the Ran says by us at the end of the Sugi that the reason why Rabbi Yechanan holds, I'm going to be able to say, well, Kana Chavir, because it's not called Chav Lachem. He says, have a ride from the Friedrich Gemara. What happened over there? Where did Chav Lachem go? The answer is not called Chav Lachem. I'm Migu de Zachi. Migu de Zachi doesn't have a Chav Lachem. Slowly. Why not, by the way? Why not? Why doesn't Migu de Zachi help a Chav Lachem? Why doesn't Migu de Zachi help a Chav Lachem? What's up with Takanat? Why Takanat? If I say some shots like this, I'm saying Tifa Lomdus. The problem of Shlucha de Baal Mamon is not a proactive problem that there's something wrong with you, you're doing something wrong. It's no Shlichus. The problem of Shlucha de Baal Mamon is you don't have the Kirchus to operate, you're lacking Kirchus. Shlucha de Baal Mamon means you're lacking the Kirchus to operate on somebody else's hands. Repeat. Shlucha de Baal Mamon is what we call a head in Lashon HaKodesh. It means I have a lack. I have a lack of the kirchus to operate. What do you, the Zachi, come along and say? Zachi, you, the Zachi, oh, chabi had the kirchus. That's fine. Vice days, the Ran and the Rabbah say, I'm saying big way, I'm dropping bombs here. Okay, it's in Yonah the Yema. These are the real bombs, yeah? I remember when I was a little boy, Shalom Shadr on the Maggie came to speak in. He's speaking yeshiva. It's a story. 54 years ago, as a little boy, he spoke about the about a bomb. He spoke about the bombs. You drop bombs when you learn. Yeah, it's a gius of the ankus and never. Yeah, I'll come on in. It's Kishmak, you like the bomb? I'll come on in. You ask me a shiloh, so why doesn't Migu de Zachi help with this problem? One second. Why doesn't Migu de Zachi help with this problem? The answer is, here's the word. If my problem is a lack of shut of all moment, with the shurish of my problem is I'm lacking the koyach to operate on somebody else's moment, as Migu de Zachi says, I have the kirkus, I can take it for myself, I'm not lacking kirkus. My sister, you showed him hell that the problem of Chav Lachem is a proactive problem. You're not allowed to use shlichus to do bad to other people. Yeah? You're not allowed to use shlichus to do bad to other people. You're not allowed to use shlichus to do bad to other people. Chav Lachem. It's already giving you a right to go get involved and do bad to other people. Yeah? Chav Lachem. You're trying to hold shlichus and skiers all the same, like faces souls. Mela, what's Migu de Zachi going to help you? Migu de Zachi says you have kreches, but this is a proactive, this is a chisorin. It's not a lack of kreches, not a header. It's not a lack of the kreches. The problem with Shulchan Aruch Mamon is that when you're not a Shulchan Aruch Mamon, you don't have the right, I press it. You don't have the right to go ahead, you don't have the kreches to go operate, to go poil chalisa at somebody else's ach. Migu de Zachi and Afi Zachi and Amin Chavi takes care of that. But if I have a problem over here called Chav Lachem, which says the Torah didn't give a partial shlichus to go ahead and wreck people's lives, okay? That's because okay, you have to do it for yourself. So what? But you're not doing it for yourself, you're doing it for other people, and you're causing harm to other people. That's what I call a proactive problem. That's not a chisor and kreches. That's a problem that the Torah didn't give shlichus to such a thing. Azazak doesn't work. Slowly. The Mela came along, Rabbi Yochanan, and he said to Rishayim, he said to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Chav Lachem, yeah? Afghan. It's a problem with Chav Lachem. Said the Rishonim, hey, what happened? Why? You don't hold a Chav Lachem. Do Halstish and Chav Lachem. You don't hold a Chav Lachem. All of your Birchon is the Bordish Maitzah, and there's a whole bunch of Chav Lachem. So, what do you want Rishonim to answer? Migu de Zachi. Let's say, yes, Akasha. What do you mean? It's a Forsha Gemara. Gemara says, Migu de Zachi, Nashi Zachi, Nami Lachavi, right? The answer is, no, it's a Gemara. The more you use Migu de Zachi for a different problem, not for the problem of Chav Lachem. That's the emes of Shat, Vamita Yishal Torah. While the Rishonim held that Klapi the Chav Lachem and Migu de Zachi won't help. I have some Forsha Gemara that says, by Oni, Amigo helps. The answer is that in Yenna Gemara, the Gemara is talking about the problem of Shulchan Baal Mamun. And then, because the Zohar helps, how does it fix the problem of Chav Lachem? Musdok Zayin said Iran that there's no problem of Chav Lachem by Metziah. And likewise, I pay there's no problem of Chav Lachem. And likewise, I pay there's no problem. There's no problem of Chav Lachem. I'm going to ask my elder Kasha asked before, so then why can't you pick it up? So what's the problem? So why Bepeya can't you do it? The answer is the problem of Shulchan Baal Mamun. And the Chacham didn't hold. Of the Migu, either they didn't hold two Migu, they didn't hold one Migu, whatever they didn't hold. That's an Niflum word. Hold on one second, hold on one second, hold on one second. Lefisa, let's theorize the whole picture. Now we know why Taisa didn't quote the Gemara. Taisa says, the Kasha said, I have a steer of Yerchanan, do you hold a Chavachem or not? She says, oh, I'm worried the Keteret, Migu Zachin Hap. She says, yes, the Kasha, he couldn't add on two words of ink. Kida Rinan Lael. Like the Gemara answered it by Opeya, he said his own territory. Maybe Gulalo, he should have brought down. It's a Tannin in Peya, it's a Mishnah in Peya. It's a Mishnah in Peya. It's a Mishnah in Peya. Correct? So what are you coming to say your own Jerusalem for? The answer is no such Gemara. Tais has also agreed that the say that Varm is that there's a problem called Shulchan Baal Mamun and that Migu helps. Migu doesn't help a Chav Lachem. So Tais says, I'm going to say my own Svara. I'm going to be Mechadish as Ach. Yeah? What I'm Mechadish, you should know that Migu Zochri and Ashri Zochri and Amil Chavri not only takes care of the problem of Shulchan Baal Mamun, it takes care of the problem of what? Of Chav Lachem. You're asking me what's that is. The Teretz is vice versa. He held that the problem of Chav Lachem is also you don't have the courage to go do it. And Migu Zochri and Ashri can take care of that problem also. But there's no Gemara on that. At Khan, the so what's Machlekes Tosfos and the Yishayim Lefiza? Machlekes Tosfos and Yishayim is that the Migud Zochi takes care of the problem of Shulchan Baal Mamun, does Agar read that's the Gemara by Peah. Now, broke out of Machlekes, could Migud Zochi and Avshi take care of the problem of Chav Lacherim? Tosfos was Mechadish, they yes, and the Yishayim said, no, there's no such Gemara like that, ain't the Vakas, eh? And the Mele, the only Teretz they were able to come up with was to change the whole Gemara and say that Bamitziah is not called Chav Lacherim, and by Peah also is not called Chav Lacherim. That's Niflum Oed Amita Shalter and Mamish. That's good. Now we're going to take a look at the Chidush HaRan and Daf Yud Beis in light of what I just said. That's now. Hold on, not finished. Hold on. Rashi Chazal doesn't discuss these things at all. I said. So Rashi, one second. We get to Rashi. Second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Rashi, the few what we said. Rashi, the few what we said, argues on this whole question. Why? But mamish mi kotze ala kotze, it's mavel. What I just said in the Ran in the places of what I call the chayr is mochach. Okay, mochach. I'll show you in a minute where the Ran says in the forest. It'll be more than mochach in the forest. But this whole binyan at Rome, which is a famous shekholi ramotum to split, the agenda, I said three things now. A, the agenda of the sugya was not chav lachem, the agenda was through a moment. B, on that migo helps. And three, migo doesn't have a chav lachem. And therefore broke out of a chikis, how do we deal with the problem of chav lachem? Rashi argues on everything. How do I know that? Rashi says that shlichus doesn't help. Rashi says shlichus helps the chav lachem. So we have a whole string of kashas on Rashi's, right? The Iker of the Gemara is talking about shlichus. What do we answer? But over here, you can't be a Baal Mamun over here by Peah. Why? Because that for such shlichus can't help, right? Because you're not shlichus of the Baal Mamun. And shlichus can't help because you're not shlichus of the Baal Mamun of the Peah. That's what we answered, right? Who answered that? By the way, I didn't answer that. Who said that there is? And the Sivas answered, Kufes and Prom Beis, and the Sivas Beis Alevi, Rav Shach, Rav Bukhana, they all answered, now if you're Rashi, you can't ask him all these kashas, because in all these places you can't become a Shliach, because you're not Shliach of the Baal Mamun. That was the Thursday of Rav HaChoshek, it's not the Yasmi Lev Shavdi, it's not called your Mamun, you don't have a Shigur on it, and you can't appoint a Shliach, correct? Rekha Hakasha, I don't understand. You tell me that in the case of Peah, even though the guy said, in the case of Amishan, excuse me, even though the guy said Tenali, right? You're telling me that even though he's a shliach, there's a problem of Shulchan Baal Mamun? What do you mean? This is because Zochinah Mele Chavir, it's from Aramitzir. How could the Nesivas come along and answer all the Shitas Rashi and say, but the reason why shliach doesn't help in the case of Makabi Aramitzir, why? Why not? Because the Shulchan Baal Mamun doesn't allow you to become a shliach. But this is because Zochinah Mele Chavir. So, you can't be, that's nothing to talk about, right? The answer is because Mikvah Zachin Afshi Zachin Avi Chavi doesn't take care of it. That's the shot. Rashi holds Mikvah Zachin Afshi Zachin Avi doesn't take care of the Marshal Zerah Mom. It doesn't take care of the Marshal Zerah Mom. It's Pumfakar. Mikvah Zachin Afshi takes care of Chavi Lachayim. Like Rashi says, it doesn't take care of the problem of Shulchan Aruch Mom. But don't remember the Hashem, you have to know why. We'll see. One second. I want to open up the round that I printed out for you today, please. Yeah, passions, yeah. Are there any extras that we're fishing? You printed out exactly 7? Where's it looking at it? The Ran Daf Yud Beis is talking about a different topic, okay? The Ran Daf Yud Beis is talking about a topic of Sugi of Chotzer, that a Chotzer operates for a person with Torah Sashleach. And the Ran wants to taina. If you don't mind, let's see the lean error, okay? See what says the lean error? The lean error, Shane's of Kushar called the Kivin of Torah Shlichas, Asino Lala Chotzer, since the Chotzer works with Torah Shlichas. Ain't Shlichas Moil, Ella Mokum Shadas Acheres Makim. If you don't mind, he brings 2 rayas. We're going to see the second raya. Skip a few lines. Look at this. The second raya that he brings, that there's a problem called Sukhat Baal Momin. Look at the second raya, okay? First of all, I promise and I delivered. This is the Chiddush Aran, this is explicit. You saw this line here? You can't get better than that, right? Did you see this also? Hey, Mike, you didn't believe me, right? Who? Where's your man? You can't make your shlichus somebody else unless you have a moment. 1 second. And what's his raya? You can faint. And what's the Kiddush Aran's raya? As the Gemara says, that you have to have a migu. Oy, you have to mice it. Did you have a sotzofa? The Chiddush Aran on a few days of an alf is dealing with a different agenda, my rabbi. So the agenda he's dealing with over there is there a problem with Shulchan Aruch Mom? The Nachmini that he has in the Gabi Chotzer, could a Chotzer be kind of Mitzir? Because a Chotzer is a Shliach and the Mitzir doesn't have a problem. I got this before, so even by Mitzir there's a problem. So the Chiddush Aran, have a raya. Listen to this raya. The Gemara says that by Asher and Ani, you need to come out to Migu the Zalfi and Afshi. Rabbanu don't hold of 2 Migu, or 1 Migu. So it doesn't work. Very good. You know why it doesn't work there? Because Chavachem. It was a no-brainer to the Ran that the only reason why I need a Migu is taking care of the problem of what? I'm sure with the Baal Mamon. Anyway, the whole secretary just says, unfortunately, Hakasha, what's your idea? Maybe because he's taking care of the problem of what? Chavachem. There is a Mandiya later on who holds the problem of Chavachem. You know what the answer is? It can take care of Chavachem. Did you see what the Ran says? The Ran concocted on Daf Yud Beis on Aleph a Chiddush Leira that all the Gedolei Achronim brought down B'Shem to Muki Yosef because they didn't have the Chiddush Aran. Muki Yosef and Daf Yud Beis brought down B'Shem to Ran this humongous Chiddush that you cannot become a Shliach on something without being a Shliach on the Baal Mamon. Lashon of the Ran. My Raya is because the Gemara says by us you need to come out to a Migu. Everybody knows what you're talking about. Maybe the Migu is coming to take care of Chav Lachem. Maybe. The answer is he held that Migu can't fix Chav Lachem. So she tosses it. Migu can't fix Chav Lachem. If I say that there's a problem, that you're not going to do harm to somebody else, what's Migu going to help you? Al Korchach, says the Ran, there was a mysterious fellow hiding behind the scenes that we were coming to take care of. What is that mysterious problem? Does Elam see where the Rishonim boyd ois this zach? I say the mysterious problem is why? The Shulchan Baal Mamon. For that, Migu the Zachi helps. So it's a force of the Chiddush Aran that the massive Shtikl Torah that I just said with Sherem Lachem is a force of the Chiddush Aran. It's a force. The Tzara is the other raya that he brings. Now I go back to the beginning. Ein Schlifas Moil, Sharei at the Roya, Raya number one, Shemechu Kulamala, but my beam is the other very, Kona Haveri Lekona. I feel the Bish also Haveri Shlef like beer, Koisi Shashin Mishasenu, Gosa Matia, Mala Haveri Tonali. I feel the Haika Nikamani Amal Lekona. Alpha Bishakova, that's a guy's Mak Mizokan, otherwise they are. Stop right there. What does he want? He says, I have a right that what? That is a problem for Shulchan Aruch. What's my right? Because there's a man Diyama who holds that I agree with the other will, the Kona Chaveira. Right? Correct? You don't have that. Right number two is from the fact that the Gemara comes on to Amigo. What do you go on to Amigo for? You can't do it for Chav Lacher. The Amigo doesn't help Chav Lacher. It must be this is behind the scenes, there's another problem. That's right number two. But right number one is, Sharei Nechalku, there's a man the Yomah there holds, and I'm going to say the Chavera, like on a Chavera, correct? So what does he want? Where's the right that there's a being, there's a single culture of the Dalmah, what's what I mean to ask? How the Gemara says before it's a different shot, and why I'm going to say the Chavera, like on a Chavera, what's the Gemara say the reason is? But, Chav Lachem. What in the world is he talking about? What in the world, where did the Ran find the Raya that is a problem, this newfangled thing called Shulchan Aruch Mamon from the Gemara that says you need a Migo, I understand. What do you need a Migo for? Which problem is the Migo going to take care of? That's the problem she tells us in the sickle there that I said. That's right number two. I feel my Dioma, hold it, we are there. Kana Kameroi! I have a riot because the Gemara says you need to come on to a Migo. Forgive. But what's his first riot? His first riot is, and there's a man Dioma, and that's whether it works or not. Yeah, I'll tell you why it doesn't work. It doesn't work because you have a hair. I have a this humongous, life-changing kashrut. I'm going to spend the whole day tomorrow to answer. I have a this. The second raya, I understand the feel the whole shtickle there. The second raya is that Finn succeeded. Need a miku by stays. You're coming to solve a different problem, a mysterious problem that nobody knew about. Told the raya came along and you based on alpha which he had said. What's the other raya? That nechlekut is my name. It doesn't work. Of course it doesn't work. You know why? Because it's not the him. What's he talking about? He's like a printing mistake. He means two rayas. My first raya is Shariat Rosh and Echel Kulamal and Rizim and Rekona and Loikona and Fidel Shalzach and Shlicha doesn't work. Here, E, Mandy and Loikona. Apple Pisha Komwe, the vice place is a raya to the Yisrael called Shulchan. And Stains, I feel about the other holds Kona Chaveroi. You still need to come on to Amigo. I mean, like the guy who holds Loikona Chaveroi, I've had to have a raya that this one was Shulchan. And even if I was Kona Chaveroi, I still have a raya because you see, you need to come on to Amigo, obviously coming to solve an outside problem. Thank you, Nakasha, the second raya, I understand. The second raya, I understand the feel the whole shtick with Tarabim Nachum. But the first raya, I understand. He said, man, you're out there, it doesn't work, because it's not there. And bad shot. Should you say something? Thinking about the camels? What? I heard that the company order gives everybody different, a separate camel. Everyone gets a separate camel. Well, I'll tell you how much. And this time out on the camel. People who ride the camels on Thursdays get time out. On the camel, why are you nauseous? As you go through the desert. There's no time out on the camel, correct. They may not spell it. Talk tomorrow about Arichas Gobel on this kasha, the big raid, life-changing raid, which we'll get into the teeth kind of what is exactly does he say called Shulchan Aruch Mamon and how could the Ran bring a raya for that man? Yeah, but the Shom tonight probably. We have about tonight. I'll be at tonight.